Fine.
I think that's a day in the life of the average American beer shopper, though. It's a crapshoot wherever you go.
How many people think that they hate a beer because they just got a really old version of it?
Yeah. Unless you buy your Two Hearted directly from Bell's Brewery, chances are, you know, you should do like the Moyle does and check the dates, you know. But, you know, you never know what it's going to end up being. But so we all love Two Hearted. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. What would we rate?
And also, this is 7.0% ABV.
Perfect ABV.
Right, we're setting the standard.
Kindles. Yeah, I think I said on another episode, I love my ABV and my IPAs at 7%.
There we go. All right, so we're going to rate Bell's Two Hearted IPA
a 5. No doubt.
It wasn't even a question.
I was going to start a fight if we did it.
Kendall is bigger than me by a half, and he's right.
We just found out in the previous episode, bigger's not always better, though.
Yeah, but have you met Kendall? I mean, look, he's got that weird twitch in his left eye. Like, you don't want to mess with him.
Till Kendall throws a haymaker.
Yeah.
Weight classes exist in wrestling and boxing for a reason. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Sure. I'm a fragile, tiny little man.
All right, what is our first one?
Well, let's go big, right? Let's do the big-hearted.
Wow, there's some booze on the nose on this one. I just lost a couple of nose.
Ooh, what's the ABV on this one? God dang.
Wow.
Right?
Oh, wow. This is malt liquor. This is not IP.
It's like if...
I may have to go lay down here in a minute.
Yeah, reminds me.
I'm really glad you guys laid down those little mats over there. Yeah. For us to take
nap time for everyone.
Yeah, this is a halfway between a Two Hearted and a Hop Slam.
Yeah.
It's a good call. Yeah, so much. Not just it's balanced, but it's still on the sweet, you know there's a lot of malt in this beer.
Like, is there honey in that? You know, that's why I was like, Hop Slam? I was like, I don't think there's honey. There's not, but.
No, so the Big Hearted is 9.5%.
Holy God.
That's what you want, though, right?
Well, after 6 months, it's barley wine.
Yeah.
Before that, it's an IPA.
Ooh, a barrel-aged Big Hearted.
What is it life?
Yeah. Well, we'll be back with more in just a minute.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today we've been doing a nice little battle of the mix packs between Founders and Bell's. Right now we are on the Bell's side of things, and we are so we had talked about the Two Hearted, the original, and now we're talking about the Big Hearted, which is big.
I can't feel my molars anymore.
I've had this before, but it's been a very long time because I'd never had it again because I would rather drink.
He chose to never have it again.
It's fine, but I would rather drink two or three Two Hearteds than one of these. It's just so much beer.
It's like if you were in a hurry.
Don't drink this beer.
To get wasted.
Yeah.
If I was in a bad relationship and wanted to forget about it fast, I'd drink a 40 of this.
But then again, you're in Western Michigan.
If I needed to black out,
that's a good point. That's a really good point.
It's not a bad place to be. Kendall, I know, I'm just messing with you.
Kendall, could you shotgun a crowler of this?
Oh, God.
I could. Why? Of course, it's possible, yeah. But I wouldn't want to.
That might be a Wisconsin thing.
This is just, it's like a lot of other big double or triple IPAs. They're just, it's a little too sweet for me.
Yeah.
They're very heavy. And yeah, you drink them and you're just like, you're out. You
That's
just
a need lot. A
nap. Is there a food you could pair this with which would sort of tone it down a little bit?
And yeah, if I ate two full racks of ribs and just really wanted to just seal the deal,
make sure like you fell asleep.
Yeah,
I'm thinking for sure. If I got the chili or something,
this is how
some kind of spicy.
But man, a nice 10-ounce pour of this around a campfire on a cold night would be nice.
Sure,
it'd warm you up.
Sure,
yeah.
Now, are you guys noticing like berry fruits on this? Like, I find this really interesting because, you know, the original is just like citrus, pine, traditional hops.
It's mostly centennial hops.
Right. Yeah. But this one's got a little something else going on. Or is that just me? No?
Is it centennial and Amarillo that's the pair?
Well, I guess maybe with some sure of that extra secondary hops are.
Yeah, there's just so much residual sugar and sweetness. Okay.
You could make the case that there's some berries in there.
Okay, Two Hearted is just 100% centennial.
Yep.
So, yeah, and this one's a little bit more of something. Yeah, they don't.
Well, something.
I'm not sure it's a little.
Definitely
bit
a little
more.
Something.
Yeah. Okay, I was trying to be nice, but they don't say on the website what the. But I'm getting berries. Like I'm just, yeah. We would rate the Big Hearted a 3.
I think I'm gonna have a headache after this.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay. Moving on. Let's go to the hazy.
Hazy Hearted.
Yeah.
It's good Lord, this thing's hazy.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty juicy.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of tropical fruit in that one.
Very fruit forward from the previous 12 pack, their version of a hazy. Like, this is like much more.
Well, that
true
was
to
a
form.
Session, you know.
Well,
too.
I will say, even despite the disparity across the different styles in the other 12 pack, they all still felt kind of like the base beer.
Yeah.
This is all over the place.
This has been a big departure.
Yeah, this is sure. Nothing like Two Hearted other than the name.
No, and this is 7.5% ABV.
Only 0.5%?
Wow.
It doesn't feel like it. I think it's because there's more hop, like more varieties of
and
hops
in this.
And
sugar, too, from the...
I mean, I like the body on it. I mean, if you're going to, like... Well, here's the deal. If you don't like hazies... Okay, this is not, you're not going to like this, right?
No.
But if you do like a hazy IPA, this has what you're looking for. Yeah. It's got the body.
The
you can't see through it. You know, it's got tropical fruits and nuts and berries and all that crap. So, I mean, it's pretty good.
Okay, well, the thing about the hazy is it has the wheat and it has the oats to make it hazy and creamy, you know. So even though this is only 0.5% difference in terms of ABV, it's making it night and day. But what do you think of a hazy version of a Two Hearted?
I'm here for it, personally. I mean, it's a little sacrilegious, sure. But
yeah, I think they borrowed the name. I don't think this is in any way connected, related, or similar to Two Hearted. It's totally different.
Yeah.
Completely.
Which
is kind of what you expect, because you can't turn Two Hearted into a hazy and it would have it be good.
Right.
Right. And I think that's a good distinction. It's like you can't take the Two Hearted recipe and then just do some stuff to it and make a good hazy.
Yeah.
You really need to make the recipe for a hazy IPA. And if you want to do it right.
Pull the caramel out, you know, throw in the wheats and oat instead.
And they did it right.
Change your hop schedule, too.
Yeah.
Because in the Two Hearted, we're getting a lot of that hop up front, you know, to get that bitterness.
Right.
And this one, you know, bitterness doesn't factor in at all.
Very smooth, very pillowy.
So a lot more dry hopping going on in this one.
Yep. Yeah. No, that's cool.
But again, it's well executed.
Hazy. Yeah, it's well executed. Hazy.
What are you thinking, Juliana?
I like it for what it is, but I'm still like holding fast to the original. You know what I mean? Like that's what whenever I think of Bell's and I'm thinking of the Two Hearted. For it being a hazy in this mix pack, it's kind of hard for me because it's like apples and oranges, but for what it is, I do like it.
Yeah. Juliana, if what that if makes you had sense. A change of heart?
I might be shit. Having a change of heart.
Just don't get shot I know. Through the heart.
Well, okay, so... I mean, okay, now let me ask you this. In terms of hazy IPAs, how does this one stack amongst hazies?
Yeah, I mean...
I enjoy it.
It's good.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
It's no treehouse, but, you know, whatever.
Okay. Well, we are going to rate the hazy heart a 3.
Oh.
Because majority rules.
Oh, I thought it was...
Yeah, we were downvoted, Dave.
Okay. Yeah, you were downvoted.
Whatever.
Okay.
Haters.
Now let's go to the change of heart.
What?
Experimental. Yeah. See, I did have a change of heart.
Oh, I see what happened.
Now
there.
It says change of heart, a cold IPA, fruit forward and piney.
Ooh.
This one is 6.8% ABV.
Oh, damn. This is such a.
I like it.
Are you getting some this pineapple? Is
completely,
a lot of pineapple.
A lot of pineapple. A lot of pineapple.
And now for something totally different.
That's when we were going, when I was just wondering, even before you said that, what would a change of heart experimental be? And I'm thinking, obviously, everybody's doing cold IPAs this day. So
golly.
I like it. I like it's clear, it's crisp, it's light.
This is lovely.
That pineapple
is nice.
Yeah.
That comes out. It's.
You this know, has been my favorite of all these that we've had so far.
Oh, yeah. This is a nice one.
And you know what's crazy is that when you go to the website and you look this up, there is nothing about pineapple in this. There's no pineapple.
Oh, I'm getting it.
This is like a tiki.
I know.
This is almost
there,
a tiki drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It is.
But I get a lot of those flavors out of the cold IPAs. I'm trying. They're very hot.
Yeah, that's
very, very
true.
They're very hot prominent. They're kind of like a clear... Clean, very light-bodied, hazy, if you just took out all the haziness.
Yeah.
This is lovely. Like, this to me makes up for the hazy that I was, like, struggling with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I wanted it to be X and it was Y. But
yeah, this is
just,
great.
Yeah.
Yeah, just such a nice departure and just, I mean, I could take a 12-pack of this during the summer and be just fine. I would mow all my neighbors' lawns just to earn.
I was just going to say, I would pair this with mowing the yard.
Just so clean, so light, so crisp, really dry finish. And those hops just dance. The
flavors. And I would smoke some pork products to go with this, too. Like, oh, my God. Can you imagine
some
a shoulder with this? Holy God.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you were at a luau... This is the beer to have with it if you were going to have beer. You know what
Dave
I mean?
Dave and Juliana, can I mow your lawns?
Yes.
If you have more of this, I will do that for you. You guys have like 12 acres out there, and I will do this for you.
I will go buy more of this if you'll mow the yard.
Okay, sure. Fair.
This is lovely.
Yeah,
okay.
They need to put this in 12 packs.
Okay, absolutely. We are going to rate this a beautiful 4. But we could border onto a 5. Okay.
What was the mystery, Gus?
Okay.
Can
so
we
the
talk
mystery,
about this?
Yeah. So the mystery cup that I poured was, now this is not in the mixed pack. Let me qualify that. But this is the lighthearted ale.
So this is a variant on Two Hearted.
This
but,
is another variant
on
Two Hearted.
I'm glad I saved some big and regular Two Hearted just to kind of.
So this one is only 3.7% ABV.
Which is miraculous. But this is, like, if you're going to drink a light beer...
Like, are you adding water to get that low?
Just drink this, man.
But it's still got that...
It's got
that caramelly flavor you get out of a two-hearted.
Yeah. Yeah.
If there's one, and I've always thought, if there's one light IPA that can stand up to all day, it's this one.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of liked lighthearted. It's a nice... easy drinking beer that still has those flavors I like from Two Hearted.
This is the first time I've had it.
It actually holds up to the family legacy.
It really does. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Jinx.
Yeah.
And the color scheme on the can. I don't know what it is about the color scheme on the can. But
there's sort of a reverse retro thing going on.
Yeah,
that's really
for
good.
Sure.
Yeah.
I get like a little bit of grass or something, but it makes sense.
I call it peanut shell. Like there's an earthiness almost, like it reminds me of like what I get in some bourbons as well.
But at 3.7%, dude, I mean, you're...
Yeah, that's a whole point below
you're
all
you're getting
day.
Paid to drink this beer.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
I'm getting less drunk by drinking this beer.
It's pretty much got electrolytes in it.
But how lovely is this? And like, no, I mean, this truly is a testament of you don't need a high ABV to have something that's flavorful. You know what I mean?
They should give football players this instead of Gatorade.
Or dump it on the coach's head.
Yeah. Gatorade probably has a bigger budget to pay for the placement.
Just a smidge.
Well, yeah. Okay. So so on its own, the lighthearted ale.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a solid four.
Really? Juliana, thanks for throwing this in the mix. I had no idea what you're doing just because you threw a random glass at us. And that was
stuff.
You do sneaky stuff all the time, and it's always delightful. Thank you for that.
She's very sneaky.
But this is
duplicitous,
just,
I would say. Oh, I'm sorry. What I was talking about
last. Whereas when Dave sneaks stuff in on us, it's usually a very bad thing.
Yeah, that's true. Bad friends.
Here's an Imperial Seltzer.
Okay, so now
Jolly Ranchers.
Okay, let's bring this back around. So the Bell's mix pack of the Two Hearted, the Hazy, the Big Hearted, and the Change of Heart.
Was there any, like, okay, so what was the weak point in it? It was
I feel like the Big Hearted and Hazy were the two weak points, but like if it was just like half Two Hearted, half Change of Heart, or all of Change of Heart,
I would say great with that. Actually, when I pick up a mix pack, I'm taking it to a party or picnic. So replace the Big Hearted with the Lighthearted. Because to a party.
But you are going to steal the best beers before those other suckers. Absolutely. Actually. Yes, me too. Yeah, right.
Okay, but that was going to be my question on this. You know, in throwing a little curveball, is do we keep it as it is or do we exchange the Lighthearted? Because I feel that they're missing out on the Lighthearted and the people that would really enjoy a Lighthearted.
I would say instead of the Big Hearted, I would take out the Hazy Hearted. And do the Lighthearted.
Yeah, I'm down. Because
then you've got the regular, the big, and the little, the light. And then
I'm trapped in a loveless marriage. I need to drink all the Big Hearted I can.
You cannot get rid of the experiment or the change of heart.
That was a great one.
You
can't get rid of that.
Unless you're just giving it to us in a 12-pack or, you know, 24-pack or
a keg.
99-pack. Do they have to license that?
No, they don't.
Maybe some sort of IV.
I didn't know if the 99 was trademarked by.
Okay. So what are we going to rate the Mix 4 pack itself from Bell's? Yeah. Good, solid 4. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a 4-ish. Yeah. And the other one was a 4. Now, the big question is, which one is better?
I'm going to go for the Bell's personally.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It really depends on the crowd.
Well, okay, so the Founders, the best one was the Crimson Sky, right?
It was.
Crimson.
Yeah.
Okay. So then in the Bells, the best one was the Change of Heart.
Experimental Change of Heart. Yeah.
So would you go Change of Heart or Crimson Skies?
Well, Change of Heart.
I would go into the grocery store, find those 12 packs, rip out those beers, throw them in a mix 6.
Put those two together.
Exactly. And win the whole
$9.99.
For me, this is a really hard choice because it really depends on where I'm going. I pick up mix packs oftentimes. Well, sometimes I drink them at home. If I'm drinking at home, I'm probably just going to buy both. But if I'm going to a party with you guys, with my beer friends, I'm grabbing the Bells. If I'm going to a party with folks that don't really know much about beer,
then
I'm
grabbing the Founders.
Because it's lighter.
It's easier, it's more approachable.
Yeah.
But so it depends on, you know, where I'm going and
know your audience.
Yeah, know your audience.
Yeah.
Shake my head.
I will just say
a little bit more.
If you'd left out the West Coast from the all day, it'd be a lot closer for me. But the Bell's won.
Sure.
The West Coast was the only beer that I thought was just truly not.
Not what it should be. Yeah.
Okay. Unless I didn't stand up to the rest of the beers in the pack or the flight.
I think they each definitely had a very strong and then one we didn't like as much. But I mean, that's to be expected.
Okay. So then for us, the true winner is going to be the Bell's over the Founders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
as a true beer nerd.
But it's close. Yeah.
But it is close.
So close. And,
situational. Close.
But I like Kendall's thing, like know your audience.
Yeah.
Who you're pitching this to.
Sure. But if you're in the grocery store and you don't know what to pick up, but you want to pick up something. Either one of these is going to be great, yeah, man. Right?
Those mixed packs are so much fun, especially if it's all old Fezziwig. Thank you, Boston Beer Company. Please listen to my please.
Well, that is going to do it for today. And I think this was a really, really cool episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good boy, Kendall. Thanks for being here.
It's been a pleasure.
Please tell us about your blog.
My wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com and follow us as we drink at every brewery in the state of Tennessee at bm3.beer.
Nice.
Woohoo! Good boy, Sparky.
Hey, thanks for having me, and please follow my blog where I blog about old Fezziwig and how it needs to be in every single mixed pack and how Boston Beer Company has been abusing us all these years by not providing it on a regular.
And Sparky has pictures wearing pants. Good a boy, Drew.
Sitting here counting the days until Christmas and how often I have to hear about old Fezziwig in between now and then.
Well,
it is really good, though.
It is. Yeah. It is. Good a boy, Dave.
Hey, I'd like to promote my new OnlyFans account where I drink beer topless.
Is it old Fezziwig? OnlyFans?
If I could find it,
it needs to be. All right. This is Good Old Gal Juliana. Thanks so much for joining us. Keep on chugging and catch you later.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
Alaskan rivers and Canadian wilds. It's dreaming of you for 10,000 miles. It was worth the wait. It's the light you are. It's the way you make the shooting star.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we broadcast on unceded ancestral territory of the Coast Salish peoples. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and listen to our podcasts on SoundCloud and our website, cjsf.ca. Have a request? Text or call us at 778-782-2573.